call this meeting in order.
Thank you.
We're on a time limit special here. So it's call this meeting order at 2:43 at present, and I'm going down how I the road goes here. Karen Hartley Nagel's here, Bob Weiner, Janet Kirkpatrick, Lisa Diller, George Smalley, John Cartier, myself, and Bill Bell. I'm sure others will be coming in, and at the time we'll say they're in or not. Okay, we're going to, since we have enough, do we have approval for the minutes at the last meeting?
Second.
Motion made second. On question on the motion, further than I'm, yes, to approve.
Yes.
No? I just want to get a little different, speed everybody up. Okay? So it passed. Okay, we're going to, we have to go into number three, which is executive session for discussion of regarding personnel matters. So I need a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Second. For personnel, to talk about personnel matters.
Second.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. Matter of executive session. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we came out of executive session. There was no votes taken. Believe it or not, we've been doing this for so damn long in personnel. No votes were taken and none were given. No motions were made.
And Mr. Chair, the only matter discussed were within personnel the parameters issues. Of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to number four. Potentially, we're going to retention of clerk of council on a temporary contractual basis. Once again, we'll talk, we'll give this over to the council, but the final dates that we're actually voting on is November 7th. So between the 1st and the 7th, then hopefully council will agree to extend employment of Betsy Gardner to, as when people come on, new clerk of council, to be schooled, be helped out, and further their careers. So we're talking about this, and we're going to turn it over to Mike, because in case the Ethics Commission has any questions or how to go about this.
Mike Biglio, Council to Council. I think what we have today for consideration on item four is a motion to consider approving the retention of the current clerk subsequent to her resignation effective November 1 to assist this body for a short period of time. The motion I would propose be subject to a discussion between myself and counsel to the Ethics Commission about whether or not a waiver is needed. There are a number of things that need to be worked through as far as the language on the relevant code sections. So my proposal is to have this motion, whatever way the body deems it, if it deems to go forward with it, then it'd be, the retention would be subject to a determination of whether or not two things. One, does a waiver need to be obtained? And two, a waiver being granted. And
And
does the motion also make reference to subject to counsel with the Ethics Commission counsel, or will you be talking to the Ethics Commission counsel?
Yes, that would be
post-employment ethics issues.
That's exactly right. It would be a discussion and agreement between myself and the counsel for the Ethics Commission.
Is that part of the motion, or just a characterization of the background of the motion?
Well, I think it can be characterized as one, a determination as to whether a waiver needs to be obtained, and if in fact, if the motion is carried, it would be subject to granting of the waiver. Does that make sense?
Yes, so you'll be coming back to us after consultation with Ethics Commission if necessary, or?
I think that would make sense. Yes, okay. We'll have to do it quickly. We're down to.
But we would be able to vote now, it continues on that.
Yes,
right?
We can.
But we have nobody else in November.
I got it.
We can make it contingent upon the assumption that a waiver will be granted.
Great. Thank you.
You do him first, and then you make the motion. Yeah, I know what you're going to do. Mr. Cartier.
Just pardon my ignorance. Why are we going to have to consult with the Ethics Commission?
we can hire people in the contract.
There's some close employment.
So, if I may.
Yeah, sure, man.
Please, put it on the record.
County Code Section 2.03.103, D as in David, pertains to post-employment restrictions. So in relevant part, it says no person who has served as a county employee or county official shall represent or otherwise assist any private enterprise on any matter involving the county for a period of 2 years. It's the point of it is to stop the somebody coming back as a lobbyist. I think that was the intent, and that would not be relevant here. But I need to work through the language here, how this has happened quickly. I need to become comfortable with this and perhaps consult with the Ethics Commission on the issue, too.
Because we've had questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, questions have been brought to us, so we can't ignore them.
Okay, Councilman Smiley.
Make a motion to tender an offer to Betsy Clark, current clerk of council, to retain her under the employment of Newcastle County Council as an advisor to the new clerk of council from November 1st, 2017 to December 31st, 2017 as a maximum time frame, employed either on a temporary, contractual, or part-time basis as deemed applicable upon the discussion between council to council and council to the Ethics Commission.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made, seconded, on the question.
Just
Mr. Tackett.
The only thing I'd say is if they come back and recommend again, let's just take off November and December.
We'll
be safe.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That we're only 15 minutes over, but that's good. Motion for adjournment's in order.
Second.
Motion made, seconded, all in favor, signify by
aye.
No? Okay.